Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 286, Power Rangers in Space. Power-sode. What? Episode 36. I don't even remember what it's called now. What is it, Jake?
The Enemy Within?
The Enemy Within.
It aired November 7th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Worth Keeter. Power-sode's making it in.
I know.
Because I laughed over you trying to cover yourself, so I can't get around it.
That's fine. That's fine. Put it in. It's good for the yucks.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, we say a lot of words wrong. It's just a fact of life. It's just how this show gets made.
Yeah, neither of our mouths are put together well.
No, mine's barely connected to my brain, so it's like, just like whatever it feels like doing, it does. Whatever you want to do, do. Anyway, we're going to go watch The Enemy Within now.
Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched The Enemy Within, and this is not going to be a super long episode, I don't think.
No, yeah, I think I wasted Power Sode on this one.
I think you blew your Power Sode on this one.
Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. We don't do that at the front now. I was making a joke like I'm ending the episode, but we don't do it at the end anymore.
No, we don't do it at the end. But you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be awesome. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. And guess what? We're back up over 450. Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters are back. A dinosaur story.
Sometime.
I'm trying to do some math here. Either we'll have some time to record them at the very end of June, or you'll see them in August, because July is a very busy month for you.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing a bunch of episodes, a lot, and then not a lot extra. So we'll keep you posted. But we are back over, so thank you. If anyone listening to this pledged, because I don't know if they come from Pokemon World Tour or this, so one or the other. But thank you, all of our patrons, anyway. You guys are great. You're the best. We got an email, and normally we don't do emails on Friday shows, but this episode is 80% Zord Fight, and this email rules. So this is from Bennett. Bennett writes, "Yo, yo, Ranger Boys." That's Artly Singh. You might have to fight her for that. "I'm cool with it coming from anybody. I don't know if Artly's territorial or not. Longtime tweeter slash listener, first time emailer. I tried to figure out who this was. I just Googled their name in Twitter. I didn't find it, so I'm not sure. Let us know. First time emailer. I enjoyed the best worst MVP segment at the end of your newer season and decided to create a database of your answers to see what we can learn from it. Are you ready, Josh?"
Yes.
Okay. Then in small letters, trying to be sneaky.
This is fine print?
This is fine print.
He put a fine print?
It's fine print. He says, "I may or may not be seeking to destroy you through use of numbers and forced self-reflection. Also, I just graduated with a Master of Public Administration, so I'm really good at overanalyzing things." Basically, this is him, "what I have done is jotted down your answers and categorized the best and worst responses and assigned number values. Best gets +1, worst gets -1, and MVP gets +2. I've only tabulated numbers for the 8, 10? Rangers, you'll see. and MVPs awarded to their actors were not included. Billy is also included because, well, once a Ranger, always a Ranger. Are you ready for the list?"
Yeah. Are we starting at the bottom now we're here?
Starting at the bottom now we're here.
Okay.
Numbers 8, 9, and 10 are Trey with -2 points. Because he's bad.
Yes.
But number 7... is Tommy with -1 points, who's in a lot more episodes than Trey.
That's true.
but only managed to get one more point than him and is still doing bad. Tanya, number six, with 1 point.
Okay, in Billy, the positives.
In the, she's somehow, well, I like Tanya.
Tanya's pretty good.
I mixed her up with Ish for a second. Ish would not have fared well.
Ish, I don't know if Ish would be under Trey. She would be under Trey just by sheer volume of episodes.
She had a lot more episodes. But I we didn't start this until Zio.
Yeah.
So this is, and this is only for Zio, and he talks about Terp in the email in a second. Number five is Billy with 8 points. Number three and four, it's number three, but it's two people, so they're tied at three.
Okay.
Are Rocky and Jason with 12 points each.
Nice.
That's interesting because Jason's in a lot less episodes, and I did really like Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky was really good, but Jason was killing it.
Yeah, he was consistently the MVP for like a long time.
Maybe like six episodes.
I think so. So that leaves two Rangers left, Josh. Your fave and my fave.
Yeah.
So who do you think's at number two?
Is it a tie?
Nope.
Then I'm going to say number two is Kat.
Number two is Adam
with
17 points. Number one with a bullet. Some clear blue water between her and Adam with 23 points.
Holy cow.
Kat Hillard. Let's look at some takeaways. We got some analysis afterwards.
All right, good. That's what I'm here for.
Here's some takeaways. His words, not mine. Y'all love you some Kat. Yes, I do. Her only negative points came from calling for a man to save her, but were canceled out every time in the same episode by a best moment. frequently, she was the default best because she ruled. She just ruled in Zio. If Rocky hadn't been a skeevy creeper, he actually would have beaten out Jason. But if Jason had been in more episodes, he would have taken third by himself easily. I had only a little bit of trouble categorizing Adam's only worst, because it could have been plot, but he was solidly in the second place. Anyway, Billy Sitz, I don't know what his only worst was. There is a doc. There is a Google doc in here. So I'm going to check it out. I don't know if there's any like notes or anything on it. But
it might just be the like, this was the best, this was the worst.
Yeah, it might just be. It's probably just the spreadsheet. But I'm going to check that out. I'm in my own time, at my leisure. Billy sits at fifth, mostly thanks to MVPs, and had a lot of best and worst that weren't counted because they involved other people as well. Tanya was a non-entity, but I will say Nikita Breeze had two MVPs, the most of any of the Rangers actors. Because her facial expressions are second to none.
She knocked it out of the park a couple of times.
There's an asterisk. We had an MVP for the Gold Ranger, who at the time was technically Trey, but the MVP was given out specifically for the design of the costume and not really anything connected with the triplets. Without it, Trey is at -4, and if you give that to all three of him, he'd be at -12, which would probably better reflect your feelings.
So Trey's official number is -12.
-12. he's officially -2, but had that been counted, he would have been -12. Part two, Terp will be coming soon. Turbo was actually my first season of the Morphin Grid, so now I'll probably have to re-listen to build the next data set. Oh, Godspeed. I'm doing In Space as I listen along, so it will come out probably quickly after Turbo. The share setting should allow anyone with the link to see it and put comments if I've misspelled or poorly interpreted something. Oh, so I guess there must be notes in there. Awesome. You can share it if you want with other listeners. We'll probably put that up on Patreon.
Yeah.
For any all backers.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
As long as you're a backer, you can check out the list. Through the power of it, this is also fine print. Through the power of anxiety and math, I will see you destroyed, little idiots. thanks, Benny on Twitter. Ben Active. Oh, okay. I know Benny. We've talked. I did not know. I tried Googling the name and it didn't come up, but there. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. P.S. Roughly 8.5 years until you have severely changed the format of your podcast. Huh? I don't know what that means. It's so ominous.
Is he from the future? Is he here to warn us that we're going to do something bad with the podcast?
Ben, what do you know? Benny? Benny, look at me. What do you know?
Or is he reading current trends that we are not aware of and projecting?
I mean, obviously.
Projecting an 8.5 year future where everything is very different. Or in 8.5 years, do we get.
That's
when we catch up.
Here it is, 8.5 years until you have to severely change the form. Yes, because he also, that's right, because he also did all of the like the time breakdowns.
Yeah.
And figure out like when we will catch up. And that isn't about 8.5 years. And then we will have to figure out what to do. And that's 39-year-old Josh and 35-year-old Jake's problem. They can handle that. Well, soon to be 36-year-old Jake, because my birthday's next week.
Right.
Or last, it was this past Tuesday to you listening, because we're ahead. So remember me as I was, not as I am. So I'll be an old man next week. The ripe old age of 28. Anyway, thank
so
you.
Old.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Benny. This is absolutely amazing, and I am very much looking forward to Terps, because I know Terp got wet and wild.
Oh, yeah.
And then In Space is also going to be pretty good. I would also, and I don't, far be it for me to put any more work on you, but I would like to see any of the other stuff, like any characters that weren't Rangers. But again, you've done enough as is. I don't want to put more. Thank you very much. God, that just makes my heart sore. So now that that is out of the way and we have a definitive list through Zio of who the best Rangers are. And it's Kat, I'm just saying.
So we'll see what happens to Turbo. We'll see if she can defend her crown.
I don't...
Well, no, because she's only in like half.
She's only in half. I don't know what's going to happen to Turbo because it switches halfway through.
We'll have to add her total from Turbo to her total.
I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm very excited to find out. And then also, you got to put Astronema on the list when we get to...
Yeah.
In Space, because everyone else will be pitiful. So do you want to jump in? Do you want to talk about the episode now?
Yeah, we can do that, I guess. Right. That's kind of like our thing, right?
I guess is what we're doing here. I mean, in 8.5 years, who knows what will happen?
In 8.5 years, they're all power zones.
We'll just start over.
Here comes the power zone.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Okay, so we start off with the Rangers frantically searching for the Mega Voyager. They are looking... Some of them are running around, like, running from console to console, hitting buttons and checking stuff out. They finished unilateral scans of the galaxy. Going on to the next one, blah, blah, blah. Carlos says he has a scan on the Vortex, and my TV was turned down a little bit, so I only barely understood that.
Yeah, I did not hear what he said. I just saw Ashley's reaction, which was positive. It was like a smirk and a nod. So it's a step in the right direction.
So I assume this means the vortex that the Mega Voyager got dragged into.
Oh, see, I just thought he said vortex, but meant wormhole.
Well, I mean,
yours makes more sense.
Yeah, I just read it as that. I think that's what it is, and they can scan that somehow. It didn't disappear after it was pulled through.
It did. We saw it.
We saw it. I don't know. I don't know, Carl.
Maybe Alpha was just like running a scan on the battle.
Oh, maybe.
And he's like, I got some weird energy signatures from this thing.
So then
Carlos was decrypting them.
Oh, my God, I figured it out. Good job, Carlos. So then we cut to the Space Mountain, where Dark Spectre is yelling at Astronema. The usual.
He's not blinking red this time. He's just blue.
Yeah, he's just blue and sad.
He's just chilling out now. He's like,
his lava's cooling down. Yeah. So he's like, you gotta do it soon. You gotta find him soon. And she's like, I've got some prisoners, but they're just not talking. So I don't know. I'm working on it as fast as I can. And he's like, and leaves.
And then Dark Spectre's kind of a moron.
He's I would call him a numbnut, probably.
He literally just takes everything Astronema says at face value.
Well, to play devil's advocate for Dark Spectre, he thinks he brainwashed her to be on his team again. He didn't realize that he brainwashed her to be, like, blanket evil.
Yeah, the baddest.
And smarter than him.
But she's just like, I have some prisoners. And he's never like, who are they? He's just like, good, punch them until they give you something.
He's like, all right, I'll take your word for it. I do cough up blood every night, but like, if you could...
I'm so cold all the time.
it's freezing everywhere. So if you could just hurry up, that'd be pretty cool. Clippy comes up, still on Space Mountain, and he's like, do you think Dark Spectre suspects anything?
Did he climb up there?
He got dropped off. He got a space Uber. He got dropped off on Space Mountain. He had a fast pass, so he can get to the top.
Oh, right, right.
So he's like, do you think he suspects anything? And she's like, no, he's an idiot. And then...
Guys, maybe get back on the ship, though, before you talk
about
that.
Yeah, you don't know if he's still listening in. I don't know.
What if he only hung up a little bit?
he was like, and just like bonked it down. So it sounds like he hung up. But
right.
Then he like, he's holding the other end, hoping his dad doesn't pick up the other phone.
Hope no one needs to make a call right now. I'm eavesdropping.
Please, no one, go on, check your Neopets. Kick me off the phone. So
I never had Neopets.
I ruined a lot of phone calls with Neopets. That's all I'm saying. Then he says, Clippy says, I think that the psychos are getting a little too restless, and I'm worried that they are going to just pull the trigger and destroy the Power Rangers. And she's like, well, keep them in line. Then he's like, I will do everything in my power to keep them in line. More on this story as it develops. Then we cut to the Psycho Rangers. Oh, man, I didn't write down what the theme song is. This is when the theme song happens, is when he says, I will do whatever it takes. Go to the theme song. When we come back, we're at the Psycho Rangers, and they are at, like, a very nice, like, waterfall, like a very gentle waterfall.
Yeah, they're just going through it for a nice walk through the woods.
It's in the woods. It's real pretty. They're setting a trap.
This is the Psycho Rangers' favorite scenic spot.
Maybe I'm thinking of later, actually. Because I think, now that I'm thinking about it, I think they might be in a cave with pillars covered in chicken wire.
Oh, no, that is right now.
Yeah, okay.
With the chicken wire.
Why are there chicken wire pillars?
Because evil.
It looks like someone was making, like, paper. They were going to do some paper mache mountains and scenery.
But they ran out of budget.
And they were like, hey, can't find it. We can't buy all these newspapers.
Yeah, the wire costs all the money. We don't have any money for the newspapers.
And then whoever was, because it's Sentai footage, so whoever is in charge of the Sentai was like, no, it looks cool. It's spacey.
Yeah, this is evil space.
This is very psycho. Or very, we got a message or an email, and forgive me, I do not remember who, but Nezzy, might have been Dowd?
Ross?
Might have been Ross.
I think Ross tweeted it to
Ross
us.
Ross told us that they were the Nezzy Rangers, but I think Dowd told us what Nezzy meant.
Oh, okay.
It means it's like a play on Twisted.
Okay.
So they're the Twisted Rangers.
Well, obviously.
Obvi. And you can definitely tell that their belt buckle is an N now.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I have it confirmed as Nezzy Ranger. So, like, it looks twisted in here, I guess.
You're going to shoot the eye outside, and it'll straighten out.
Yeah, and then it'll, like, and then you can go
run
through
and you can get the chest, and then you go back and twist it back up.
Yeah,
so you go through the door. Yeah, it's a whole mess.
So it's, I mean, Dark Link's at the end of it, so what's even the point? No, that's Shadow Temple.
That's Shadow
Temple. Never mind.
No, that's Water Temple.
Shadow Temple is where the twisted things are, though.
Forest Temple's with the twisty hallways.
What?
Yeah.
YouTube.com says, hey, Jake and Josh. we're playing Cappy Toad right now, and it's what a cute game that is. So anyway, Red loses his mind. Psycho Red loses his mind. Is like, I'm just going to go ahead and kill the Red Ranger because I hate him so much all of a sudden.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I get, like, you're the Psycho Red Ranger. You want to kill the Red Ranger. That's fine. But, like, this seems so sudden.
Last episode ended with Astronomer being like, hey, you want to kill the Power Rangers? Here's the plan. And apparently he didn't like that plan.
I guess.
Because his new plan is, I'm going to kill him myself.
Well, he only wants to kill the Red Ranger. He could care less about the rest.
Yeah.
But Black and Yellow are like, let's do the plan and get them all. And he's like, no, I want only the red one.
Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. I had to get that out there before the police got me.
They'll get you.
I don't know.
If I don't
reference a song, I don't even know who did it originally, but Astronautilus did a cover of it and it's very good. Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna destroy the Red Ranger. I don't even care about Astronema. I'm sick of waiting. I'm just gonna get him, and he's gonna get got. Cut back to the Astro Megaship. Ashley found something. She pulls up. There's a screen and it's blinking. Find. Like a scan does, obviously. And it's this like mountain like topography map, and there's like a red dot and an arrow, and it's like, right here, we found it. And she's like, there it is, it's Mega Voyager, it's a lock. And they're like, all right, cool, let's go. And then they all turn to leave, and Zane is there, and Zane is somehow the voice of reason all of a sudden.
This part's a little weird, because he's like, doesn't this seem too obvious? And they all are like, what are you talking about? They're almost accusatory.
Yeah, they're like, what did you do, Zane? He's like, the psychos are smarter than that?
Yeah.
This is probably
they're just
not
gonna leave them out in the prairie for you to find.
And then Andros is like, what do you think? This is some kind of trap? Oh, yeah, Andros.
Yeah.
It's probably a trap.
They're literally lying on the ground in the open.
You found it in 45 minutes, and it's in the wood. It's in a field. Like, it's like people get married here. This is what it looks like. And they're just going to leave a Zord for you to get? I don't think so. So Zane's like, here's my plan. I'm going to go in alone. Or so the psychos will think. And then we cut to them morphing. They just morph real quick.
It's as like they're running through a doorway.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like a good action morph.
It's a neat effect, but it does make it seem like that doorway morphs them.
Yeah. So, well, that doorway has poop shoot technology. So, which is like a... Oh, hey, this is a stupid no prize. So in Lightspeed Rescue, their morpher is like the badge, and it like washes over them.
Yeah.
That gets perfected here. Right now it's a big doorway and stationary. Right. They figure out how to fit it into a morpher, and I guess that's better somehow.
I like that morph sequence.
It's pretty
good.
I know
literally nothing else about Lightspeed Rescue, though.
I know there's a demon Furby baby once at some point.
Well, there's always a Muppet.
There's always a Muppet, as we will find out in the picture for the next episode. Oh boy, hold on to your butts. They hop in the V tank. What's it called?
Mega tank.
I don't know.
There weren't all V's yet.
You're right. It just all the vehicles were V3, and I was like, yeah, V tank. And then also maybe it's a Megan Man thing. I don't know.
It does kind of look like.
Like a thing in Mega
Man. Like a thing that would be in a Mega Man.
Yeah. Also, Kenny Omega's finisher, one of his finishers called the V-Trigger. It's like a ripcord knee to the face. Seth Rollins recently stole it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, they get in the Mega Tank and they're like, put the front engines on silent. The back engines, do whatever you want. But front engines, you better shut up, I swear to God. And they just like
I like how they have a volume control on the engines,
yeah.
Cuz he's not like kill them when we get close. It's turn them down.
Turn them to silent. Put it on Prius mode. So they like just hop out of the Mega Voyager, or not the Mega Voyager, the Astro Mega ship. And I guess Mega Winger is right behind them, and I guess like the sun's behind that, so like the shadow and the angle of approach hides them, cuz I don't really know, cuz the psychos are staring up at this happening. And
yeah.
And it looks like they didn't see the mega tank, but they did, as we'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, no, they definitely know everything that's happening.
So,
which is kind of cool that like the Rangers think they're being sneaky and the psychos are like, no, we definitely just saw all of that.
Yeah. Yellow is like, all right, I'm going to go. And they're like, yeah, do the plan. And so she leaves, and then Red and Black grow and they are in their monster forms. And Zane lands and is like, all right, I'm going to get you guys. I'm here to get the Mega Voyager back. And they start fighting him. And it's like 2-on-1, but he's just a distraction. So like, this is fine. And during this time, the Rangers are tunneling underground in the Mega Tank, just like barrel ass through the ground.
Like, are they underground?
Yeah, because they shoot out and do this sweet jump.
You're right, they do.
There's also, you haven't played Mass Effect, have you?
No. Here's the thing. No, never mind. That was Uncharted. That came with my PlayStation and I sold it.
Okay. Mass Effect, I love. I love a Mass Effect.
That's the space game, right?
Yeah.
With truck?
It's space. Yeah, that's the game Truck is from. Yeah. In the first one, they had this like tank thing called the Mako and it sucked. It was the worst part of the game. It was impossible to pilot and it was just a pain in the ass. But you could get some sweet jumps if you hit it right.
Yeah.
And that's what this reminded me of. And it kind of looks like the Mega Tank. So I'm wondering if there's any Power Rangers fans over at BioWare. There's BioWare in Austin. Hit me up. Please give me a job because I'm real sick of mine. Anyway, Zane's distracting him. He's doing his best. I think we cut back to him until after they land. And they see like the V1, like the Red Manzord,
yeah,
like laying down. And they're like, all right, let's go get it. And Psycho Yellow just pops her head out from a tree and is like, perfect.
Yeah.
And then there's a yellow flash and she's gone. And then the Rangers are like, all right, get them back together. So they stand up and all the vehicles rocket into space and we get the entire Mega Voyager put them together scene. And it's 9 minutes.
It's so long. Oh my God.
It's very long.
I do not remember the whole thing. Because
yeah,
I thought every time they did it, it was just like, this was the sequence. I did not remember there being this elongated version of
it. Yeah, like, because the yellow Zord opens up, and then the V3 the blue like rocket ship goes through it, and that's like part of the torso, and then the head pops off.
Don't worry about that imagery.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Freud would have a lot to say about this, but like it's like 9 minutes long. It's ridiculous.
It's like half an episode of Power Rangers to put this stupid Voyager together.
So then they land back on Earth, and they're like, we're back in business, and Delta Megazord's also there, too. How to get here? Who cares?
He just was like, hey, guys, remember how I am just sentient, I guess?
I guess.
Or just has, like, an AI programmed into him to fight bad guys?
There was an AI in him when they found it, but also, like, they could have done the shortened Mega Voyager and the Delta Megazord sequence. And then had 4 more minutes to spare.
Yeah, we would have, like, understood that Delta Megazord was here.
Yeah, it just shows up, and we're like, yeah, fine.
I think he just walks in from off the screen.
Hey, guys, I was over there.
I was just about to make my move, and then you guys showed up.
I stopped at Dunk's. I got everybody culottes. So then the Psycho's plan springs into effect, and that plan is Yellow took over the Mega Voyager.
Is a virus now.
She is a virus now. He's got those happy feet. He just starts doing this weird dance.
It's really weird because it is like a quick hip-hop keto break dance.
Yeah.
And then it just freezes and like locks up.
Yeah. Psycho Yellow comes over the intercom and it's 5 Rangers. It's all Sentai footage from here on out. And it's like 5 Rangers staring at the intercom yelling at it and like doing like exaggerated like brandishing their fists and threatening. And she's like, I have control of everything because I'm in here and you're not. And Andrew's like, only Power Rangers can control the Megazords. And she's like, wrong, idiot.
And then she moves it.
And then the sticks start moving. And they're like, oh, no.
And he's like, no, that's impossible.
So then this is the episode is Zord fights
for
basically the rest of it.
I want to say something that's been bothering me.
Okay.
I'll ask it as a question. Does the Psycho Rangers having monster forms kind of ruin them for you a little? Or does it cheapen the Psycho Rangers?
No.
Because as soon as they turn into a monster, I'm like, oh, they're just monsters.
Yeah. No, I really like their monster designs.
Their monster designs are cool, but
all their monster designs are cool. Yellow's is confusing because I think she's electricity, but also maybe a bee.
She's definitely electricity because she took over as a virus.
Yeah, she's a virus element.
But she definitely also is a bumblebee.
A little bit of bumblebee. Or probably like a yellow jacket. It's like an angry bumblebee.
Yeah, her Megan Man. I just said
you
that
said
without
it.
Even thinking about it.
Oh, hold on, Josh. I have just the thing.
Oh, God. Her Mega Man X Maverick name would be like Zap Bumblebee or something.
Yeah, like Zap Jacket.
Yeah. Oh, Zap Jacket's good.
Zap Jacket's pretty good. That Zap Jacket would be the move name that you got.
Yeah. From... You shoot jackets on the bad guys that make them good because you're on the good side. But if she gets a jacket on you, you become evil.
Yeah. Or just shocks you and holds you in place for a little while.
I was referencing the jacket episode.
I know, but I tried to make it a game mechanic. Look, I love that jacket episode. It's number one. It's the top forever. Let me pull my notes back up. So
you had to close them.
Had to hop in the ham horn.
Ugh.
She starts fighting the other Zords. They can't do anything. It's a very long fight, and there's not like going on, and it's a good fight, and I like the Megazord fights being longer, but this was just like a little too long.
I didn't retain anything that happened. I just know that they fought.
I wrote things down because things happened, but anything that was just Zords fighting, I just skipped over because it's just Zords fighting.
Right.
Unless they did something neat. They're like, you're never going to get away with this. And Red's like, we already got away with it. Yellow is taking over one of your Zords. And
we're getting a shot of Red's face through the cockpit visor.
Yeah, it's like
he's yelling like at Andros through it.
Yeah. And he's like, so come on out, Red Ranger. And then he warps out.
Yeah, he's like cocking his fist back to just run this Zord through. Or like punch through the eyes and grab Andros.
And like get him.
Just pinch him in the head.
Pop his head like a zit. But he warps away. Does that like wah wah warp when they get dragged back. And he lands in the chicken wire cave thing, and he's like, wait, what's up? What's going on? And then Clippy is there, and he's like, hey, Astronema said, don't kill the Rangers, so don't kill the Rangers. And then he attacks Clippy, and he slices him twice with the you know, with his sword, and I was like, oh crap, Clippy's gonna die again. But he kind of brushes the first attack off.
Yeah, he like sparks come off of him. He gets slashed and he sparks. But then he just like walks through the dust cloud afterwards.
Yeah.
And he's like, know your role and shut your mouth, yeah. Psycho Red.
And he pulls out his sword. And then Psycho Red blasts him with eye lasers. And that knocks him down. They argue for a minute. And Red's basically like, I hate Astronomer and I want to kill the Red Ranger.
Yeah. Well, he's not so much I hate Astronomer. Just, I'm done taking orders. Like,
I'm not your whipping boy.
Yeah, I'm not a servant to you. I am going to just go kill them now.
Like, Clippy, like, pops back up and is like, well, I'm gonna beat some respect into you real quick. And there's some good back
and
forth.
You respect my daughter.
So they fight. There's some good sword fighting. I love it when there's, like, actual sword fighting on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I think there could stand. There's been a lot this season, which is nice, but I'm always in for more sword fighting.
Here's a quick spoiler for Lost Galaxy.
Lots of sword fighting.
Every Ranger's weapon is a sword.
They're sidearms are swords, yeah, because the Quasar Sabers. Yeah. Pretty excited about that. He knocks Red back, and he blasts him with his eye laser, his own eye lasers, or maybe blasts him with a sword laser. I don't know. But then Red's like, you're an old man, and I hate you. And he's like, well, I'm just going to stab you in the neck right now, then. And Red warps out. He just, like, does that, like, blitz teleport.
He does spend, like, 9 minutes doing the sonic finger wave and head
you're
shake.
Too slow.
Like, I'm not going to ever answer to you or her ever again. And then he does the, like, running away warp.
Yeah, my point of reference for it is so specific that if I say it, literally nobody will get it. And that's John Stone's magnetic blitz suit from Planetary.
knowing nothing about the character, pretty much, it kind of reminds me of The Flash.
Yeah, a little bit. Flash leaves more of a trail of lightning, and it's like the speed force is like a whole mess.
He always looks so silly when they show him running, when like the camera's on him while he's running super fast.
His arms are going.
Because even in a video game, like, what if we just made him look real silly when he does this?
Well, it's hard to show from his perspective without it looking goofy.
Yeah.
So they should stop. They should just show him going fast.
Yeah.
He always went fast. Just let him go fast. But I mean, I see it as like the magnetic blitz suit from the one issue of Planetary.
I don't know what that even is.
No, it's my favorite comic book, and it's awesome. Red, like, lands back at the... This is earlier when the Rangers come down. This is when they're at, the nice waterfall in the woods at a cool, like, hang spot. And so he lands back there, like, his face.
He did run away. Like, I imagine they're in control when they teleport that way.
Yeah.
So it's weird that he just falls in on his face.
I think what might have happened is that he was, like, a little more hurt than he said he was showing from Clippy.
I like that a lot.
And so he's like, he got away, but as soon as he was out of eye shot, he just like,
just like falls out of a teleport.
And he lands and he pushes himself up. And then he's like, I hate Red so much, I'm going to kill him. And then giant Psycho Black is like, hey man, calm down. Like, look, like they're talking to each other.
What
and
a visual this
it's
is.
It's
because he's like leaning over some trees and he's like, hey man, maybe just chill out.
It
take
is
a breather.
So Super Sentai that I'm amazed it made it in here. And he's like, dude, we got a plan. You got to listen. You know, we're going to get all the range. He's like, no, I'm going to get Red. And so he grows again.
He doesn't.
Oh, no, that's right.
He sucks Red out of the Megazord.
He shoots a laser and grabs Andros and pulls him out of the Megazord. And they sword fight, and it's some good sword fighting, and he, like, is beating the crap out of Andros.
Yeah.
And at one
point, I don't think Andros expected that to happen, so he's just a little stunned.
Yeah, he's a little shook.
And, like, he landed on his gut, so the wind's probably knocked out of him, and so Red is just beating the snot out of him.
At one point, he hits Andros so hard that he front flips into the water and is, like, fully submerged for a second.
Yeah.
And he gets up, and Andros, like, shoots this laser out of the tip of the spiral saber. And Psycho Red, like, catches it and shoots it back at him, and it kills Andros.
Pretty much, because Andros goes down, and Red's got his sword to his neck. And it's like, this is it, the end of the Red Ranger. And Andros does a pretty sweet move where he shoots his blaster from the hip.
He does. It's pretty awesome. But what happened, the reason he had the opportunity is because Red looks up. We don't see it what yet. And then he gets blasted.
Right.
And it is pretty neat that he's just, like, still got his hand, like, still in his holster and shoots through the bottom of it. That's a good move. But Alpha's here with the Astro Megazord.
Oh, yeah. That rules, too.
He just, like, He's flooding. He's like, hey, I thought you could use some help.
And he's just chill as heck. He's like, help's on the way.
Yeah, it's awesome. Alpha, dude, where's this been?
Alpha has his own Zord.
Where was this when the Mega Voyager got taken?
I don't Buddy. Know.
So Anders jumps in the Astro Megazord, and he's like, all right, we got some work to do. He starts fighting Mega Voyager, and Yellow taunts him, and they go back and forth. At one point, he's like, all right, I got a plan. And he has a sword out, and he like hits it in the arm, like in the shoulder. And I was like, oh, he's going to cut the arms off so it can't punch anymore. That's a good plan, I guess. But no, he hits and stays, and there's like yellow sparking around it.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to just like push her out of it with energy.
TJ says he's trying to reverse the virus.
Yeah.
Which isn't a thing.
Yeah, no, you just switched. The virus.
You put it from virus to cure.
Yeah.
But he needs more power. Oh. He like is channeling a lot of it in, and then Psycho Red, who is grown again, runs over and just starts slamming his sword into both of the Zords.
Yeah. Like he's on Psycho Red's team this time. He's just like, whatever, I'll kill everybody here.
He's basically hitting Andros' sword, like, no, get that away, get away, hey! But it's also hitting the Mega Voyager. And then Black, like, pulls him back and is like, hey, you're gonna knock Yellow out. You gotta chill, dude. And he's like, no! And he pushes him back. The Megazords have separated at this point. Also, at some point, Zane got chained up. Like, chains just got all up on
him. Zane and Delta Megazord are just chained to a wall, I guess.
I don't know when that happened.
It was real quick. It was blink and you miss it. They have chains now.
And he's like, I'm going to do this myself and I'm going to kill the Red Ranger. So he goes up and he takes a quick pit stop to slash Yellow a couple times, which knocks her out.
Yeah, because Yellow's like, will you chill out? You're going to ruin the whole plan. And then he just is like, shut up, and just smashes her out of the Megazord.
And he's like, yes, I will. And he knocks her out.
So Carlos is like, I'll just slide into this control.
Slide on over. And then Yellow is super mad, so she grows. That's in a minute. So the Astro Megazord, like, Anders pulls out the gun, like the spaceship gun, and shoots him a couple times. It doesn't, like, do anything. But it gives him enough time to free Zane and the Delta Megazord from the chains, which is when I found out they were chained. I'm sure he said, like, oh, we're chained earlier. But
there is, like, it's like a half a second of them getting chains on their arms. And I think Zane's like, oh, no.
I did not even see that. So then Red does a weird move.
Zane does do that when they're like, oh, we have no control over the Mega Voyager. Zane's just like, oh, no. Well, shucks, what now?
Shucky darns, what are we going to do? Psycho Red does a real weird thing where he like shoots a ball at Psycho Black and Psycho Yellow. And it hits their head, and it makes their head a different color.
It hits Black's head, and we don't really see the effect of that as much as it just gets him off of Red.
Yeah.
He shoots Yellow in the head, who is in Ranger form, down on the ground.
Yeah.
And it like makes her grow.
Yeah, she grows. I guess he psychos them up more, because when they grow, they're all murderous again.
Because like, I feel like, because this is, like, right after this is when the Rangers are like, we're going to beat you with teamwork because you guys don't work together.
Yeah.
And so now they start working together. So I'm curious if in the Sentai, Red just puts them under his control.
I think so, because then they combine their power and they start, like, doing this, like, team blast thing. And it knocks all the Megazords down. And they're like, oh, crap, they're combining their power. We need a plan. And so Ashley and Cassie come up with, they pull a play out of Zach Taylor's book.
Yes.
It's the old Black Knight plan.
Ashley says the plan, and then Cassie repeats the plan.
Ashley says, we need to take their, and all the energy they're putting out, and store it and send it back at them with all of our energy too. And Cassie says, so you mean we need to store all of their energy and send it back at them?
Yeah.
Yep, thanks, Cass. There's a fight. There's some more fighting. And the only note I wrote down for the actual fighting is Mega Winger punches the Psycho Black directly in the head. And the thing I love about this is that because they're both in big foam suits, that punch just super duper connects. that's a Terry Funk punch right there.
I did notice that too, because I was like, man, they're doing a good job of portraying the weight of the giants in this fight. And I guess it's because they're just punching each other.
They can hit harder. And it's,
And I did also have a question that's finally been raised in my brain, I guess, by this fight.
Yeah.
And that is, are the actors moving slower or is the footage slowed down?
The actors are moving a little slower. Okay. And it's not like, you know, oh, going in slow motion, but they have a lot more weight on them. So I think it's just kind of natural, like just like feel it out. But yeah, it does. And it's always been like this.
Yeah. And it just something about this fight made me think about it.
Yeah. I've noticed it before, but it's always so like natural in universe.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense, like, because they're so big, they go slower. So like, when they swing their big giant styrofoam arm, it just takes another second or two. And yeah, and it makes the Zord fights feel real. But like you gotta figure, Zuranger was the 16th season, so they had at least I think 10 Zords before that. So like they had like 10 years to figure out how to make Zord fights look good before we got any of it.
Right.
So, and that was 6 years ago. So only more practice from there.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. They talk about this plan for 100 days.
It takes them so long to think of this plan that the Psycho Rangers should have just killed them.
I feel like the Psychos were like charging, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, they did just expel a lot of energy, but they could have just run up and started punching everybody or anything at all. Because the Ranger, Ashley and Cassie, double reveal the plan.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the Rangers argue about if they have enough energy and if they should try it for the next 25 minutes.
Yeah. And so finally Andros pulls the Alpha Delta Megazord together and they do this like, oh, everybody hands in.
Yeah.
You know, Timberwolves.
The other Zord just like grab his shoulders.
Yeah. And they do the hands in thing and then they like break and then they put their hands on the Mega Voyager shoulder, not the Astro Delta Megazord shoulders. Even though he's the one that does the killing blow, but he's on like the left.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I missed something, but it seems a little weird. So they, you know, they absorb all this blast. There's like red lights and fire and stuff, and their capacitors are maxing out and everything's sparking. And the Psychos grow again.
Yeah, they are bigger because they are shot from a lower angle. And the Zords are shot from a higher angle. So they're definitely bigger again.
There's a shot inside the cockpit of Andros looking like straight up at them.
So maybe that's why it took the Rangers had so much time to debate the plan.
Because they were growing.
It's because they were like...
Now, here's the thing. Square cube law. At a certain point, your bones are not going to be structurally secure enough.
That is correct.
to hold you up. But also, they're like they're monsters from space, so like, you know, I should just relax. Then they do the Megaist V3 missile. So I guess they didn't do. Andros called it, but he's in the Astro Delta Megazord. So that's what it confused me.
Yeah,
he called the V3 missile, even though Carlos is in the control seat. Whatever. And so it's supercharged up. There's like red energy flying off of it, and it hits them, and it explodes, and it kills them. And they don't think it did anything for a second.
It was so anticlimactic because they just like exploded, and almost just in a puff of confetti.
And then Ranger's like, "Do we do it?" And they're like, "Oh,
it just no. It just happened so fast that even I was like, they're just gonna like walk out from the
they're
dust
just gonna
or something.
Be fine."
But no, they dead.
Psycho's dead. And we cut back to the Dark Fortress, and Dark Spectre's like, oh, it was a Psycho Ranger the whole time. Can you believe that, Astronema? And she's like,
yeah. It's really funny because it just smash cuts in there, and he's like, oh, Psycho's almost drained all my power.
And he's back to red, and he's fine. I guess all of his power came back when they were killed, which I don't like. I want him to be weakened because I want Astronema to win.
Yes.
But I understand how it has to go. But she says, like, yes, I found out it was a Psycho Ranger, so I orchestrated it so that they would be destroyed. And then Elgar's like, I think you mean the Power Rangers destroyed them?
Elgar was absent the entire time the Psycho Rangers were here. And now that they're gone, he's back.
He might have been in one shot. He might have been in a... I don't...
He might have had, like, a background gag or something.
But yeah, and then he's like... She's like, shut up. And he's like, all right, yeah, you did it. All right, sorry. And then... Dark Spectre hangs up the Skype call, and Astronema turns around and is like, oh, I almost killed him. God,
just wait 30 seconds after the phone hangs up before you start talking trash about the person on the other end.
You should hang up the phone.
Yeah.
So you know it's hung up. And then Elgar's like, whoa, what do you mean? Whose side are you on? And she looks over, and she says, I'm on my side. And I love it. It's my favorite moment.
And she just points the point of her staff at him. And she's like, you would be too. Or like smarten up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you better pick one. He's like, yeah, dude, whatever. Sorry. Gotta go.
As he's running out, she zapped him in the butt.
Yeah, I was like, hey, maybe next time just kill him.
Should have just zapped him in
how
the head.
How great, I know this wouldn't have happened, but how great would it have been if he was like, whose side are you on? She was like, I'm on my side, and kills him, because now he knows the secret.
Yeah, he knows too much. He got sloppy and revealed too much, so he's got to go.
He's got to go. It would have been so much better, but Elgar lives to see another day. We cut back to the Astro Mega ship. They are crossing the other three psychos off the big board. Kind of wish they would have got the big board an episode or two early, but...
Still with the same dying marker.
Yeah. Well, it was just like the one they had in production. What's your worst marker? We'll use it as a prop.
Right, it's got about five cross lines left in it.
Five X's left. TJ says, now that we found the Mega Voyager, I will reprogram the scanners to look for Zordon. We'll get back to the mission. So he goes to do that. And it's like, I'm going to go to sleep. And they're like, yeah, sure. And Ashley says, yeah, I'll wake you up in a little bit. Deka, night mode. Deka, why don't you go somewhere else?
Why don't you check the engine room?
See yourself out, Deka. So then he's walking. He's got an apple. No, not sure where he got the apple. He's walking through a corridor. He's got an apple from somewhere, and he sees a shadow, and he's like, hello? And he starts walking towards the shadow. Very cash, little trepidatious, but not, you know, a lot.
He's cautious.
Yeah. And then Cycle Red pops out, and Anders kicks him in the front.
Beats the crap out of him.
Beats the snot out of him, knocks him on his butt, and pulls his head off, and it's Zane. And Zane,
pulls the helmet off.
Zane,
yeah.
I thought he's like...
Because he's like, please stop hitting me.
Please stop it. It was a joke. And so Anders helps up and says, oh, it's a joke. Yeah, cool.
Hey, Zane, what was the plan? What did you think would happen?
This isn't a joke.
This is a not funny joke.
Also...
That thing that you just dressed up as... Tried to kill him an hour ago.
Yeah, like, specifically him. Also, my dude, when did you have time to, and we didn't talk about this when he built it, when did you have time to make a Psycho Silver outfit? And when did you have time to repaint a Psycho Silver outfit?
He just used the red version of TJ's paint. So it only took like a
But that
minute.
Would do the whole thing, so he had to put some masking tape around the lines. Anyway, and it's like, oh, yeah, cool. It's just a joke? Yeah, cool. And then he flips him over, and Zane's mid-flip.
Yeah, his butt is right in the center of the screen.
When the episode
ends.
It's like executive producer Chaim Saban, all like right across Justin Nimmo's tight butt. And that's the end of the episode. But before we do the best and the worst, we have to talk about this gag reel. I guess nothing funny happened. Everybody did their job really good this week. So there were no goofs or gaffes or gags needing a reel. So instead, they shot a 1.5 minute mini cinematic experience.
That's a way to put it.
Of Alpha and Deka on the Astro Mega ship. At some point, I was like, yeah, all the Rangers are finally gone. Dude, they're gone all the time. What do you mean?
Yeah, you almost always have the ship to yourself.
He's like, I'm going to play with Anders' new computer. Where'd he get a new computer? You're just creating plot holes. This can't be canon. They haven't been back to Angel Grove Radio Shack or whatever it's called in like a million years. So he's like, Deka's like, don't do that. It's not yours. You don't know how to work it, even though you're a robot with like access to my systems and I could just tell you, but don't do it. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And he hits...
He's like, I've seen Andros do this before. And he just starts hitting...
Hits some buttons. And then in some, like, crazy, weird, like, jump cuts, it's like, oh, no, I launched all the clothes out. All their clothes are in space. Oh, no, I got them back. Oh, no, they're all mixed up. Well, maybe Andros can wear... No. And then that's when it ends. And it's like, what? Alpha, what? Everybody involved with this should be ashamed of yourself. This makes no sense.
That new computer has a very specific command.
Has
two very specific commands. One, send the clothes
launch
to space.
The laundry.
Two, bring the clothes back.
But don't sort them.
But don't put them back where you found them.
What? And then he's like, well, maybe Anders can wear... And it's like, yeah, maybe Anders can wear one of Ashley's shirts, and if he wants to do that, that's cool. But like who thought this? Who was like, you know what this episode needs? Just a nice little bow and a moose boosh to wipe the palette? Alpha putting everyone's clothes back in weird
Alpha,
places.
You were almost cool this episode,
right?
Man.
You had it. What was Cassie wearing? TJ's real tight shirt. That's the only thing that, of his that fits her. Alpha. Episode's so weird. And like, I don't want to mince words. Like, if you like, if you want to wear, and if they were like, yeah, I want to, like, if Andrew's like, I want to wear Ashley's clothes, go ahead. But Alpha shouldn't be like, let me just mix up their clothes and then I will just assume it'll be fine. Like, you just like, that's their stuff, man.
Why is this first reaction? Like, well, maybe Andros would wear instead of like, they'll just give each other their clothes back. Like, they're all color coded.
Like, instead of like, well, all the red stuff is Andros. Maybe I can go fix this pretty easy. He's like, no, Andros will be fine wearing Carlos's board shorts. He'll be fine. Because as far as we know, Andros has like two outfits.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why we're talking about this so much.
His on-Earth clothes and his space suit.
Yeah.
And his ranger suit.
It's bananas. This thing, I don't know how it got made. Anyway, Josh.
Uh-huh.
No, you started. I get to pick the best.
Thank goodness.
The best is Alpha descending from the heavens to save the day.
Just giving Alpha that crowning moment of awesome was...
Oh, someone's been on TV Tropes recently.
Great. Not recently. That's just one of the seven that I remember.
Yeah, it was real cool. And like, it was just to deliver it to Andros. But it was just like, Psycho Red looked up. It gave Andros time to do that real cool shot. So yeah, that was good. The worst, and I'm not going to give it to the end thing. Because that was confusing, but that's not part of the episode.
The credits don't count.
So I'm going to give the worst to Psycho Red. For just, like, losing his cool to the max?
No, I mean, he did do that, but he is a psycho.
You're right.
I'm going to give it to Zane for not understanding that dressing up as an attempted murderer to play a prank on the guy who just tried to get killed.
Yeah.
Maybe was a bad joke to have.
I'm also going to give it to
Zane.
That's
my
worst. That was pretty dumb and bad. The MVP is... Andros?
I'm going to change my best.
Okay.
To Astronema.
Oh, yeah. What am I doing? This is my favorite moment of Astronema. I have to give it to Astronema.
Because I almost MVP'd her for it, but I'm like, no, maybe not. But
you
that is definitely the best moment in the episode.
Yes. And then my MVP is still going to be Andros then. I'll also change it. Maybe the MVP should be Alpha then.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because if Alpha didn't come in when he did, the Rangers might not have come out of that.
Andros probably would have died. And then that wouldn't have let anybody else
And the other
free.
Rangers, I guess, could also not get out of the Megazord. Because at one point, Ashley was like, we need to go help him, but we're all just going to stay sitting in this cockpit.
Well, the only reason Andros was not in there is because he got dragged out by another psycho. So like maybe it was like keeping him in.
So the virus just has some kind of internal force field.
Yeah. So yeah, okay, so Astronema gets the best, Alpha gets the MVP.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So that's it. This episode went longer, but we had a pretty good email in the beginning.
Yeah.
That fluffed it out. This would have been like a 30-minute. So we will see you on Monday for Andros and the Stowaway.
Oh, yeah, this is the thumbnail that has a weird little Muppet in it, because we just didn't learn our lesson.
Nope. Has Terp taught us nothing?
Apparently not.
Oh, we'll see you guys next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
The share setting should allow anyone to link it and to link to in one more again.